You can tell, though, that we're all just a little fatigued and run down. And then when things are just bam, 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 which they have been for the past 2 years. In fact, I saw some road rage yesterday on the highway. Lady didn't even bother to roll down her window before she shot the finger. I mean, you know, it's just that extra effort that's kind of went away. And I think we could use maybe a break. That's our Tuesday morning top 10 this morning. I don't mean a break from the show or a break from family or anything. I mean, just the world, we just need a breather. Top 10 signs
break
this morning.
Catastrophe.
That we could all use a break.
Number 10.
Number 10 sign. You know, a good 30-day pause maybe, just 30 days.
Yeah.
I'd certainly make the next major catastrophe much more dramatic. Otherwise, it's like, no, it's raining frogs. Okay.
Number 9.
Number 9. Oh, it's permeated everything. I was ordering a milkshake yesterday, and the drive-thru attendant said, yes, which variant would you like?
Number 8.
Which variant?
Yeah. A strawberry variant?
Oh, you weren't going for the shamrock shake?
I'm maybe beaten down, but I'm not crazy.
Number 8
sign that we maybe just need to take a little break. Because everywhere you look, it's either A, a Pete Davidson story, or B, a report from Pete Delkus.
Number 7.
It's nothing but Pete's and repeats and meat.
Number 7.
Pete's and repeats.
Sign that everybody, even celebrities, need a break. I heard yesterday Aaron Rodgers is no longer, quote, willing to do his own research. So, wow.
Number 6.
Sign we could use a break.
Shana for that.
Sure, we're never going to stop asking, will it float? But do we still care why if it does or not?
Will it float?
Is it just kind of accepting what it is?
I don't know. It's part of the charm.
Well, upload every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock here.
Shameless plug.
Number 5.
Number 5 sign. We could use a break. Well, Ted Cruz was seen at the airport yesterday. It really was.
Uh-huh.
This time we asked, hey, do you have an extra ticket?
Number 4.
Can we go with you?
Please. Number 4, it's before Easter, and Marley has considered wearing white shoes. You know
no,
we have a problem. Yes, we do. I saw it on the Hank Facebook Live.
No.
Oh.
No,
well, I haven't worn anything but hoodies, really, until today.
Number 3.
Number 3 sign.
No.
Some competing Dallas country radio stations have just stopped updating on whether or not they had second dates or not. I don't know. They just stopped.
Number 2.
Number 2. We'll do it. I can find actors to read a script.
Number 2.
Number 2 sign. I asked Alexa what the forecast was, and she just told me.
What's the point? Who even cares anymore?
Yeah, see, she's even into it.
Number 1.
The final sign that we could all use a breather and a break.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, in between the fires and the rain and the storms and the ice and the tornadoes and the gas prices and the supply chain issues, a once-in-a-century pandemic and the verge of World War III, honestly, I don't know where we would find the time to fit it in. We got a lot going on, kids. There's your Tuesday Top 10.
I'm tired just listening to that list.
What's the point?
I know.
Who even cares anymore?
I don't care.
Online, on the app, or on Alexa. You're waking up with KB and Marley. Hank FM.